Welcome back to our Introduction to Economics class. Today, we'll explore two fundamental concepts in economics, perfect competition and monopoly, not the board game. We'll also reflect on how these concepts relate to biblical principles. So let's dive in. First, let's talk about perfect competition. In a perfectly competitive market, there are many buyers and sellers. And no single entity has the power to influence prices. This market structure is characterized by free entry and exit, homogeneous products, and perfect information. Although true perfect competition is rare in the world, it serves as a useful model for understanding market dynamics. Imagine a farmer's market where numerous vendors sell identical fruits and vegetables. Each vendor competes by offering the best prices and quality, ensuring that consumers get the best deals. This is the essence of perfect competition. In such markets, businesses must innovate and improve efficiency to stay competitive. This leads to better products and services for consumers. However, the reality is that achieving perfect competition is challenging due to various market imperfections. Now let's contrast this with monopoly. A monopoly exists when a single company dominates an entire market, controlling policies, prices, and creating barriers to entry for other firms. This can lead to higher prices and reduced innovation. In today's world, we see monopolistic tendencies in various industries, from tech giants to utility companies. For example, companies like Google and Apple have significant market power in their respective fields, often leading to debates about their influence on competition and consumer choices. Historically, monopolies like Standard Oil and AT&T have shown how monopolistic control can stifle competition and innovation. Governments often intervene to regulate or break up these monopolies to protect consumer interests. As we explore these economic concepts, let's turn also to the Bible for wisdom. The Bible offers guidance on how we should conduct ourselves in competitive markets and warns against the dangers of monopolistic behaviors. In 1 Corinthians 9:24, Paul writes, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives a prize? So run that you may obtain it." This verse encourages us to strive for excellence with integrity and perseverance, much like participants in a perfectly competitive market. On the other hand, Isaiah 5:8 warns, "Woe to those who join house to house, who add field to field until there is no more room, and you are made to dwell alone in the midst of the land." This verse cautions against the accumulation of excess power and wealth, which is a common issue in monopolistic markets. So as we conclude, remember that economics is not just about numbers and markets. It's about people and their well-being. By understanding concepts like perfect competition and monopoly, we can make informed decisions that promote fairness and prosperity for all. And by grounding our actions in biblical principles, we can ensure that our economic practices honor God and serve our communities. In a globalized world, these economic principles take on an even greater significance. International trade and cooperation can lead to more competitive markets and better outcomes for consumers worldwide. However, we must also be vigilant against monopolistic practices that can harm global economic wealth. Ethical business practices inspired by biblical teaching can help us create a more just and equitable economic system. Proverbs 11:1 says, "A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight." This reminds us to conduct business with honesty and fairness. Encouraging innovation and entrepreneurship with a framework of ethical guidelines can lead to sustainable economic growth. By fostering a competitive yet fair environment, we can ensure that businesses thrive while serving the greater good. As we wrap up, let's remember that our economic choices have far-reaching impacts. By understanding and applying the principles of perfect competition and monopoly, and by adhering to biblical values, we can contribute to a more just and prosperous world. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you next time.